Okay, pink. We'll be in pink on Sunday. But this gets close to home for you, Dave.
Yeah, it sure does. My wife's a breast cancer survivor. So every time this year, we always think back and reflect and think about how we felt at that time. And it's a serious problem.
All right, football. Now I got to ask you about these St. Louis Rams. We're going to jump right into that first before we get into the Chiefs because of what they pulled off. They had two big plays, decided the game. What about your opponent this week?
Very tricky. You know, Jeff Fisher does a good job. You know, he was a former special teams coach, so you know you're going to get, you know, he's looking at our tape and he's seeing where we have holes and seeing where they can exploit us. So I'm going back and looking at us a lot to see, you know, what he would probably try to come up with. And then you got to go back and you look at all the fakes that they've ran in the past. And you know, there's all kinds of fakes, all kinds of punt fakes, field goal fakes. And now they pull this thing off on a punt return. So you never know where you're going to get it, but you know it's going to come.
You're being humble. You did that in 2011, right, with the Bears? I don't know how you pull it up. I mean, that was amazing, but you did it first.
Yeah, that was our play. It was the best play that never was because we had a holding call on the play. Johnny Knox was the guy that caught the ball. We faked it with Devin, and Johnny Knox ran it back against Green Bay. That was 2011, and ever since then I've been looking for opportunities to be able to try to run that play again. But, you know, it's a good play, so everybody sees it. And, John Fossil did a good job in that situation and had the play and tricked Seattle with it, and, you know, it came out for the best for that.
A 48-yard attempt by Cairo Santos. Placement is down. Santos, strong leg, going right to left. The kick is up, and the kick is good! He got it! Associa a ball, Portuguese, for it's up, and it's good!
Getting a game-winning 48-yard field goal, what's that mean for him and your whole crew?
For him, confidence is everything. You know, he got off to a little bit of a rough start. You know, he's probably a little bit nervous, obviously, being a young kicker in that kind of situation. You know, he really did a good job in practice over the last few weeks. He's been hitting some field goals in the games. We knew eventually he was going to have to win a game for us or make a big long field goal somewhere, you know, down the road here. And it was good to see in that situation with 65,000 people, with the game on the line. So all those situations that could possibly happen went for the good for us. You made it.
Okay, your return game looks like, I'm excited now because you can do this cut and paste thing with Nile Davis, but now you have D'Anthony Thomas. What's that mean for you guys?
I think it's a good thing. I mean, you know, there might be times where we put both of those guys in the game at the same time. I mean, we can do a little bit more with D'Anthony. We just got to remember that he is a rookie, you know, and we got to bring him along slowly. But he does add another dimension to our kick return game, you know, with his speed and his ability to be able to get to the edge. And, you know, whereas Nile is more of a north and south type guy.
Final question, it deals with the four core guys, kind of your special forces, if you will. You know you can count on them, you have them in the room, they're basically your quarterbacks. Who fills that role for you now?
You know, McCray really stepped up for us. He was a young player that we picked up late, and you know, he's really done a good job. Frank Zombo, you know, is a guy that's super consistent for us. Anthony Sherman, I mean, Sherman is unbelievable. I think he's the best fullback / special team player by far in the league. He does so much for us on special teams. He's like another linebacker out there, and he's a great leader. And then Cyrus Gray, you know, Mr. Consistent. We've lost some guys, you know, losing guys like Abdullah. You know, you have to have other guys come up and fill those needs.